Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Melissa. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, I'm super pumped to be here.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I currently live in a farmhouse. I'm currently actually looking at goats and horses out my window, and I'm a bit of a chicken addict, and I have 4 kids, and I write sweet romantic comedies and share about it on social media, like, a lot.
I love this. So did you have, like, aspirations to be, like, in a farmhouse, like, small town living, you know, animals living around and stuff like that? You were like a big sort of girl, and you're like, you know, I just need to stop it and just go to that.
I mean, I feel like maybe we all have those moments. I see it a lot on my social media things where people are like, one day, and they'll see my posts of, like, you know, a sunrise, and they're like, I'm moving from the city. And I must have had that a little bit, but I think I accidentally stole my mother-in-law's dream on accident, because she said many a time, I just really for years wanted 5 acres and a white farmhouse. And I was like, okay, whatever. Well, and then all of a sudden I ended up getting acreage and a white farmhouse. So just a dream stealer.
You're just a dream stealer. It's totally fine. Yeah. I lived in the big city for a while. And then I had dreams. I had transitioned to another big city. And then I'm like in a, I consider this a small town, but there's a million people who lives here. So it's not a real small town. So
no, not even close. Where I live, we have 40,000, and that's a little bit too big for me. So
yeah, this is like, I consider this like a second class city. Like, it's a second tier city. I live in Tampa. So it's not like, you know, it's still a pretty big city.
I'm sure that endears people to you. They're like, hey, welcome to
Yeah, I'm like, all these Floridians are like, what are you talking about? We should be proud.
Be proud of where you are.
Yeah, I'm like, no, it's still a second tier. Like, you know, we do not get like major news or anything like that.
But no matter what, you get the good food. I've got like Domino's or Bust.
No, it's the food is not that good. It's here, it's all like chain restaurants. It's like upscale chain, mid-scale chain, and low-scale like fast food restaurants. There's like not a lot of, like, at least where I am, there's not a lot of, I don't have a car, so that's also like, you know, what explains, but I don't have a lot of, like, you know, like locally, you know, places. It's like, no, it's like mainly chain stuff, which is strange because I came from New York where it has all these like amazing food.
Wonderful food. Yep. Yeah. No, that is really weird. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
So that's where I'm like, it's still a second tier rest.
Yeah. You don't get the perk. That's a major perk. Whenever I go to Nashville to visit my publisher, I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah. So talk about the farmhouse. Like, what does farm life look like for you?
Well, currently today I woke up and I was sleepy, like, you know, everyone gets. And then I was like, I bet another chick hatched overnight. And so I grabbed my kids and I was like, let's go see. And sure enough, we had another baby chick that had hatched in our incubator that's in my laundry room. Mm-hmm. And it's a really like one of those really fluffy, cute silkies that are going to be like hilarious. And so, you know, I did that and I dragged food out. Dogs and cats and chickens are what we have right now. And it's been fun. I feel like, I don't know. I really enjoy it. Our space, we have more space to spread out, and that's really nice. So
are you getting eggs already, or are you waiting for eggs?
Oh no, I'm a crazy chicken lady. I have adult chickens that we raised to adulthood last year. And so we get an egg every day from them. So like we have like a dozen eggs a day. I have sourdough. I'm making orange sourdough bread right now, and it's in the bread machine. And I literally go like, Isaiah, run and get me an egg. And he tromps out there to the coop and grabs an egg. And like literally last time he was like, it's still warm. And she just laid it. I pulled it up. And I'm like, we go fresh here, but so Yeah, it's been really fun. And we also can like mountain bike to mountain bike trails. My son does like a mountain bike club and it's been fun.
It's so fun. Yeah, I had a coworker. She did a presentation to us about her chicken run and she had ducks too. So she talked to us about how to buy them. Like you can get them in the mail and all those different things and the cost of them. And I was like, I'm amazed. I live in a rental, so I wouldn't have like that, you know, but it's a whole production, you know.
It's a world. And I didn't even know the world. You just kind of jump into it. Yeah. And so when I got our chicks, we got it in the mail and they were day old chicks that came in the mail and they don't tell you when it's coming, which is really weird to me because I literally got a call from the post office that was like, come pick up your chickens right now. And I was like, I have things. I literally had a Thanksgiving production at my daughter's school. I was like, I have a thing. And they're like, if you leave them, they'll die. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like running with my 4-year-old. And we're like running. And you can hear, I went to the post office, you could hear the chirping behind. And it was so fun. We took them home. But then it was an adventure. I don't think ahead because I got so many things going on. So literally I was like 25 weeks pregnant with a box of 15 chickens and my kids going to my mother-in-law's. They didn't even know. I was like, we have to bring the chickens. I didn't think ahead about who's going to take care of them for Christmas. So ta-da, we're staying in your basement. And so, there are things. It's chaos all the time, but it's fun.
It is chaos, but I love this. I love this for you. Like, you know, it's inspiration of chicken and you have fresh farm eggs and you can sell them too. So you can have your own little side hustle of selling those fresh farm eggs.
Today, we've gotten in such a like, we've had so many chickens going on between baby chicks we just hatched and new chicks in our incubator we're hatching and now our adult chicks. I was like, I could sell them on eBay. I actually just discovered buying chicken eggs on eBay. It's a thing from people's yards. And so I have like so many eggs in my cart. Like it's bad. It's a terrible thing. Like someone has a problem with buying bags and I have a problem with buying living animals. So yeah.
I encourage you to think about getting ducks too. And I can connect you with Chelsea and she listens to this podcast and I'll let her know to listen to this one. She can tell you all about the ducks. They can coexist with the chicken and they get duck eggs and you can sell them too.
I thought about doing that. I literally almost got two. My husband was like, put them back. We were at Tractor Supply. And I was like, it'll be fine. But they said you have to provide like a swimming pool and keep
it. It's not a lot. It's just like a little pond thingy. It's doable.
A galvanized tub or something.
Yeah. Like you just have a little area of water.
How did they not fly away?
They don't. They're in the chicken run with the chicken.
Oh, see, I free range my chickens.
So, there we go.
Mine would run away. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. If I get another thing, I almost got coony pigs.
Yeah.
Grass eating pigs. They would be little lawnmowers. That's my new thing. So we'll see.
I'm loving this. And so next year you come back, you let us know where you are in your farm.
I know. I went to an alpaca farm.
Yeah.
Those suckers are expensive, but I would love to get an alpaca. they're pretty fun. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I've looked at peacocks. We're kind of a mess over here. So yeah.
We'll enjoy. Awesome. So let's chat about figures for a living. What is an elevator pitch?
Oh no. I wrote it down and I don't remember. Basically, it's Grumpy Sunshine. Someone said that. And it's about Kat Cranwell. She's like, and I'm holding it up because I'm so used to videos. Anyway, it gives me comfort, I guess. It's about Kat Cranwell. She's an influencer in New York City. She's essentially your like TikTok influencer who's been doing it since she was 15, popping her first 10-second bit of bubble gum. And that's all she's been doing. So now she's 30. And all of a sudden, everything falls from her. A brand deal goes wrong, which kind of collapses her world. And she ends up in teeny tiny Cannery Park National Park, Montana, and working for her uncle. And there she meets this hardcore, like flip phone wielding park ranger. And she has a bunch of unique Parks and Rec vibe adventures.
Very exciting.
Really fun to write.
It sounds like it's a fun book to write. It takes the big city girl trope that we get to see and go and drop them off into the unknown, you know?
Yes. Yes, and I really wanted heavily to get that Parks and Rec kind of found family vibes. You know how like every character has such a distinct personality and you just love them all. Like that's what I love about Parks and Rec. That's what I wanted in this book. So it's fun. The secondary characters are my favorite.
Did you have fun writing it or was it a struggle to write it?
No, I loved writing it. My next book that will be coming out next year, I struggled hardcore with because that's dual POV, but this is just from her perspective. And I really like books that are just in her brain. And that also gives the sense of like mystery and also her growth can go a bit bigger. Yeah. So personally, I enjoy single POV stories.
Yeah, me too. I like it. I was kind of like reading those the male point of view because it's like, it's kind of like interesting, but there's something to be said about like, looking at the relationship with a female's eyes and then like seeing like, you know, her misconceptions of like, he doesn't like me. And you're like, oh, he's like, has like eyes for you.
No, I love those. I mean, I first fell in love with single POV when I first read Confessions of a Shopaholic by Steffi Kinsella. And I must've read that book 15 times. I mean, a ton. And I just love that. I love that it's really a story about her, but there's also this fun romance that happens and blooms from it. So
I love this. All right. So let's chat some book recommendations. What kind of books do you tend to read?
Oh gosh, I'm kind of all over the place. Lately, I've been reading, I just finished Book Lovers by Emily Henry. She's got some mad talent. And I've been reading a lot of vegetable gardening books right now, kind of understandably. Yeah. And I love like vegan cookbooks. So Oshi Glows, I recommend it. Like I could be a brand ambassador for this woman. I just like tell her, everyone, buy these books. Like, so buy her cookbook, even if you're not vegan, which I'm not vegan, but it's the best ever. So buy those. And I'm trying to think, I'm starting to read Nora Goes Off Script right now. And that's been really fun. And also Annabelle is just such a nice human being in my conversations with her on the backside of Instagram. So I think that's it.
Nora Goes Off Script is like such a delight. Like it's like the famous and living. Again, I think this is a single point of view too.
Yes.
And so we were like, we get left questioning about the hero's perspective, but then we get the answers and it's always resolved.
Single point of view adds so much mystery and it's so fun that way. So yes, you know what? And I also got to throw in a book recommendation that let fewer people know. One is Dear Mr. Knightley's really good by Katherine Ray. I really enjoy that. That's a letter style. That one's really fun. And I know her in real life and I just think she's the sweetest. But also, this is old school, but P.G. Wodehouse is British and he is my favorite author. His dry humor is just the best. He's the one who created the character Jeeves, if you've heard of the Butler Jeeves. So anyways, all of his books, I've like read like all of them and they're just the happiest, funniest little stories you'll ever read.
Well, there we go. And I know Jeeves because I remember back in the 90s, Ask Jeeves. It was the website to go. It was our Google for the 90s kids.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So, well, Lisa, tell us where you can find you online.
So on TikTok, that's kind of where I am primarily. That's called Our Friendly Farmhouse. Mm-hmm. Like O-U-R, Our Family Farmhouse. And then on Instagram, it's Our Family Farmhouse. Wow, I can't say that three times fast. And then we have melissaferguson.com. I do have a newsletter that goes out every like 2 weeks or every month, just with like news and thingies and interesting links. And I tend to share a lot of like, like farmhouse lifestyle recipes, decor, whatever, that kind of stuff as well. So there are links for those types of things that come out when people ask. So
I love this. Thank you, Melissa, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. You're a delight.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great greeter is waiting for you.